Sacrament.
No, I understand.
Like,
yeah.
That's a huge thing right now when there's like people are saying like, oh, maybe they should just go to Vegas right now. But I was like, you think it's hot in Sac? It's hot like that year round in Vegas, and their AAA stadium's all outdoors. Ugh. They're not playing there. Ugh. They're not doing that. They're locked into Sacramento for the next foreseeable future, right? By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HG1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios at Spadoni and Chaski. 3 hours down, one more to go. Great interview with Bob Brenly, former manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks. If you missed any of that, find it on the app or on YouTube. By the way, we're talking about the heat. We're talking about summertime. We got 4th of July coming. You said something interesting on the call yesterday. The summer blockbusters.
They feel dead.
What? Why?
Like the movie experience of the summer blockbuster. It just, COVID ruined the movie theater. Now I'll just order it on Amazon Prime. I'll just order it on Apple, whatever. And I'll just pay the $25 and we can all watch it and I'll have it in my library.
See, I think it's interesting because we had a summer blockbuster extravaganza a couple summers ago. Was it last summer or 2 summers ago? 2 summers ago, right?
2 summers ago.
We had Barbie the movie, which was huge.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Oppenheimer. And they called it Barbenheimer.
Oppenheimer is not a summer blockbuster. Do you know, guys, that's like Schindler's List is a summer blockbuster. Well, what are you talking about?
Do you know what a summer blockbuster means?
Hey, get the
means?
Family. We're going to Oppenheimer. What?
It was an explosive movie.
Do you know what it... Well, it was.
Oh, my God.
A summer blockbuster.
Had a booming review.
This is per AI. They know everything.
Whatever AI, just keep going. Let's hear it.
And this is an Allen Iverson, artificial intelligence.
Talk about movies.
Thank you. It's a 4.
Not film, movies.
A summer blockbuster is a highly anticipated big budget movie.
Okay.
Typically released during the summer months.
Exactly.
That is intended to generate significant revenue and attract large crowds.
See, large crowds. So to me, like, there's the adult crowds that are going to go to adult movies, which Oppenheimer's an adult movie. I consider the big blockbuster, just my algorithm is like, it's a little more family friendly. PG-13 at minimum.
Oppenheimer was PG-13.
Here's some ones that people would often associate.
What 12-year-olds?
No, it was R. Never mind. It was rated R. Never mind. I got that wrong.
Oppenheimer.
It was R. You're right. Never mind. My mistake. But it's still a blockbuster. Read the criteria for blockbusters against Spadoni.
But this is AI. This isn't real criteria.
Unless the AI agrees with you.
Actually, this is according to history.com. So AI was right.
Yeah, that's a real website.
That's what the aliens consider to be blockbuster.
A highly anticipated big budget movie typically released during the summer months.
Check.
That is intended to generate significant revenue.
Check.
And attract large crowds.
Check.
Superman.
Oh, 4 for 4.
Stop it. Superman's coming out next week, okay? That's a summer blockbuster. Now, whether it fails or not, we will find out. But that has the potential to be a summer blockbuster.
See, I think you associate only action and adventure movies and like fantasy movies with this stuff.
Independence Day, the original ID4, was a summer blockbuster.
Sci-fi, yes.
Obviously, yeah, there's no argument there.
Right? Like 12 and 13-year-olds wanted to go to that movie as well, as well as the adults. That's a summer blockbuster.
Do you consider the Inside Out movies a blockbuster? Because Inside Out 2 was the summer blockbuster of last year.
It was.
Ahead of Deadpool and Wolverine. Yep. Another.
See, no, Deadpool and Wolverine, that's a summer blockbuster.
But that's rated R.
It didn't generate...
That doesn't matter, though.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Wait, so it doesn't matter for Deadpool and Wolverine that it's rated R, but it does that it's Oppenheimer?
Draw outside the lines.
I feel like you're just trying to create your own algorithm here.
It's not about how much money it makes.
This is Chaski's definition of what a blockbuster is. But it's his definition.
If you told a bunch of 12 and 13-year-olds, hey, you want to go see Deadpool, Wolverine? They're like, yes, buy me tickets. Let's go.
See, this movie that came out over the weekend.
It's not about revenue.
It's F1 is the movie that you're going
to
be looking at.
That has potential to be a summer blockbuster.
Brad Pitt, it's Formula One. Yeah, Brad Pitt, exactly. Right? It's an Apple original. Jerry Bruckheimer, right? He's a very big shot producer guy. Right? Lewis Hamilton's in it. Javier Bardem. Big names. Like, that cuff is for you.
I agree. But, like, again, the reason why I go back to Independence Day, because it's Will Smith, at the height of Will Smith, right? And it was huge. Aliens and Will Smith, it was incredible.
See, I think you're sleeping on this Oppenheimer thing. I'll tell you why. Directors matter. No matter what. Directors matter. When I know that Quentin Tarantino is going to be doing a summer blockbuster, I honestly don't even care if it's a shoot 'em up movie. Now, I know it's a Quentin Tarantino thing, so there's going to be some gore, there's going to be violence, there's going to be some references to, you know, like pop culture that we're going to understand, and it's going to be fun because it's Quentin Tarantino. But, you know, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is different than, you know, Pulp Fiction, is different than The Hateful Eight, different than, you know, insert Quentin Tarantino movie here. That was a summer blockbuster, though, was it not? That came out during the summertime, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, I don't consider that a blockbuster. I don't think it's
big
enough.
I don't think it has to be the genre.
Enough.
No, Quentin Tarantino's big enough in his own right. He could sell
them out. He is. No,
Oppenheimer
is.
Was
I
who?
Agree.
Who was the director of Oppenheimer?
I don't know who.
Christopher Nolan. Whatever Christopher Nolan touches is pretty much gold.
Is that the
days.
Guy who did Tenet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy, he's overrated.
It's also the guy that did Inception. It's the guy that did all the Dark Knights.
I love Inception.
No, you love all the Batman movies. That was Christopher Nolan.
No, those are great.
There you go.
Batman is a great example of one.
So there you go. And he's going to be doing the Odyssey next year, Joe, and I know you're going to be locked into that.
Not Odyssey, the company, Odyssey.
As in, like, the Iliad? And as in,
there you go.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
So he's going to be doing the journey
mythology
of Odysseus.
Yeah, that's cool.
There you go. All right, you'll be locked in there.
Well, I mean, that's a timeless tale.
Okay. I love, what are people's criteria of a summer blockbuster? 888-957-9570. We got this or that coming up. Maybe it's going to be Oppenheimer related, but you got Superman coming up here shortly, Joe. Are you excited for that?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic because I'm afraid it's going to be a dud. I loved Man of Steel. No one else did. I thought What's-His-Face was amazing.
Henry Cavill.
I thought he was a great
Michael
Superman.
Shannon as General Zod is one of the great villain casts of the century.
He's really good. Well, Kevin Costner as the dad was, it gets me in the soul every single time.
I mean, I felt like Superman could have saved him in that one. Spoiler alert, but
he didn't want...
Don't show off your powers right now, but isn't he faster than like a speeding bullet that no one would have noticed if you just saved him real quick? And well, it just is what it is. Just saying. Why are you looking at me like that?
Part of
the He's the most overrated superhero ever. I'm sorry. Superman's boring. Stinks. Doesn't give me anything.
Okay.
He's really good looking. Nothing could hurt him except for some magic or a little crystal. It's great. Congratulations. He puts on some glasses. I can't recognize him. Come on, man. What are we doing? He puts on, literally, he takes off glasses. Oh, Superman's in the building. Puts on glasses back on. Oh, my God, Clark Kent. Come on, man. Come on. It's the weak sauce. Be more creative with your costume a little bit, right? Just a little bit. And now they're adding a dog, Crypto.
He's always been there.
No, he hasn't.
Comic books, yes, he has.
Oh, the comic books, please.
Yes, he has.
Stop.
Been there forever.
Does Batman have a dog, too?
No.
Does Spider-Man have a dog? Does he have a pet tarantula?
No. Batman has, a butler that helps him out, and then he has a sidekick in Robin, and then he's got a bunch of other people. It depends which Batman version we're in.
And a lot of money.
And a lot of money. That's his superpower, as Ben Affleck said.
That's the one I
want.
I'm
filthy rich.
I would love that. As Jeff Bezos on line one right over the weekend. I wonder if Superman or Batman attended that wedding.
He was dancing with Sydney Sweeney.
To me, like, there's a difference between extremely profitable, very popular movie and something I'm taking the whole family to. A whole family is the summer blockbuster.
Greatest summer blockbuster of all time. It's easy for me. And it has to do, like, with during 4th of July, the movie takes place. It's Jaws. It's not even close.
Oh, that's a classic.
It's the summer blockbuster of all time.
I love Jaws.
That thing has aged so beautifully.
It's so good.
I could put that movie on right now and young Benjamin would be afraid to go to the ocean. Like, those are the kind of movies that stand the test of time. Like, their ability to not, like, rarely show the shark itself, but still create fear of the ocean is what makes that beautiful. They do things in the summertime, whether it's on the lake, whether it's in, like, you know, like your own, you know, pond or whatever, where they have movies on the lake where they have, like, this huge projector and you watch Jaws and, like, you can sit in the water and stuff like that. How scary is
Jaws
that?
Jaws is a classic.
Awesome.
When I just Googled it, some of the ones that came up, Terminator 2, Jurassic Park,
yeah,
Independence Day, and then one of my all-time favorites, E.T.
Oh, phone
E.T.
home.
Was just, it's a classic. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I love Indiana Jones. So
right?
Much.
I mean, almost all of those, you know, they're pretty family-friendly for the most part. Doesn't mean the kids aren't going to get scared a little.
I don't know when
Jurassic Park had scary moments.
The last time, like, I've had, like, an experience going to the movies where it felt like an experience.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I
think Avengers.
Yeah. God, we're so oversaturated with the superhero market right now, too. So they better hope that Superman hits, because if it doesn't, that's bad for the rest of the superhero
genre. I gave you a ticket, all right, would you rather go see the new Superman or go up to see Giants A's in Sacramento? It's free.
Is that this or that?
No, just asking.
Not a bad one. I'd rather go see Superman. It's cold. It's chilly. The Fortress of Solitude, that is the movie, right? You like that? The Fortress of Solitude?
A hell of a pivot.
Come on, let's go. No, I don't want to be sitting in 90-degree heat against two offenses that might stink. Do I want to watch a pitching duel between Luis Severino and Landon Roop? No. I want to watch Superman kick some ass. Who's the villain in this one, by the way? Is Lex Luthor? Do we know?
Well, Lex is always there.
I know. Do we know, though? Nicholas Holt's the guy, I guess. we'll see.
This is James Gunn's first movie in the new DC EU that they're doing here. They're basically rebooting the whole universe with James Gunn running things now.
James Gunn, as you know, director of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Those are great movies.
Yeah, so they're hoping he's bringing that success to the DC universe because DC's really hurt.
Also,
right now,
the best ride at Disneyland, or I guess it's California Adventures, is the Guardians of the Galaxy, where you go up and down. Awesome.
Formerly of the Tower of Terror.
It's awesome. I love that ride. Guardians of the Galaxy, the soundtrack, everything is just so good. But that's getting to my point. Superman coming out next week. I'm huge on that. And I already told you guys. I know. I'm the only one. If they could come out with 8 billion of them, I'm going to watch them all. I'm a sucker for the Jurassic Parks.
See, I thought you were going to go to the Superman ride, Magic Mountain, Six Flags. I thought that's where you were going there.
I can't remember the last time I went to Magic Mountain.
Man. It's
been hell long.
I haven't been to, it's not Marine World anymore. What is it? Discovery Kingdom? I haven't been there. See, I just called it Marine World. This hasn't been called that one like 20 years. So there you go. Do you want to set up this or that now, Sammy? Or do you want to set up, do I tease it here?
We can set it up here.
Sure, do it.
Yeah, so I mean, you guys are talking about DC heroes, and as you're getting into your Batman versus Superman battle there, I think this or that's a simple one. Who's the better superhero, Superman or Batman?
It's not even close.
If you're in trouble, you need one of them to come save you.
Who
are you depending on?
Superman.
No.
It's just, that's not the question. Who's the better superhero?
Superman or
Batman? Leave it right there. 888-957-9570. Start lighting them up. Call or text.
I'm taking Superman.
Better superhero.
And I love Batman.
Or Superman. That's what's coming up with the game. Brought to you by Sarah Bonnie Ford. Would you rather have swag or superpowers?
I mean, Superman had swag is my superpower.
No, he doesn't. Swag. He's Clark Kent. He's a nerd.
About? That's his
alter ego. Freaking dork. He's a dork. No one likes Clark Kent.
And he can shoot like thunderbolts out of his eyeballs, essentially.
Please, dude. He's your guy. He's
could see through anything but lead.
Stop. You know what? Clark Kent is the Farhan Zaidi of superheroes. Get out of here with that. Please.
How dare you even put
this exactly what
paragraph.
He is. Oh, by the way, just hit it. Hit it, Carter. Come on. Give it to me. Oh, I do.
Call 957-9570 right now, because it's time for This or That.
This or you can do it that. You can do it this or you can do it
this, that, and this, and it's like that, and like this, and like that, and it's like...
All right, so Superman's coming out in theaters soon. We've already had the new, Batman with Robert Pattinson. That came out. That was really good. But who's the better superhero? That's the this or that today. Simple as that. Batman or Superman? 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text. 888-957-9570. You say Superman.
I mean, when Doomsday was invented, okay, by Lex Luthor, if you know about the death of Superman, Batman needed Superman to be, there to help them defeat him. He does not defeat him without him.
Batman could do anything he wants.
No, except do that.
He could do anything he wants and get away with it because he's Bruce Wayne.
The real Justice League, that's literally what happened.
I mean, it's the better superhero, so we're not going into the alter egos that is, I guess, however you want to answer this. But Bruce Wayne taking laps over Clark Kent, and also Batman has the way better collection of villains.
Couldn't you argue that Iron Man is a better version in many ways? Then Batman?
Please, you had to kill him off to save the franchise.
I'm asking.
They would never kill off Batman. Never kill him off. It's just, Iron Man, his solo films are great, I guess. One of them was good. Iron Man 2 and 3 were kind of meh. All Batman.
I'm not a big Iron Man. I prefer Batman over Iron Man. So there are people that say that they're very similar.
Most overrated superheroes, as I'm talking ChatGPT.
That's the Hulk.
The Hulk? Yeah,
you guys are all probably too young. The Hulk was very big back in the day. This is back comic books before, all the TV shows.
I just asked ChatGPT most overrated superheroes. Number one is Superman. Number two is Batman. So AI's saying.
It's like saying, like who are the most overrated players in the NBA? LeBron and Steph.
Yeah, right, this is exactly what it's saying. Kurtz in Oakland wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. We're having some fun here on 4th of July week. Most overrated. Who are you taking as a superhero? Superman or Batman, Kurt?
Thanks, guys. Two things really quickly. Batman is better than Iron Man, hands down.
I agree.
Secondly, I'm taking Superman because there's one little scene where there's this orphan girl that got kidnapped, and they're like, oh, nobody's going to care for her, so we're going to kidnap her and do whatever we want with her. She was crying. She says, nobody cares for me. Superman flew across the world, ripped open the thing, and said, I care for you. Let's go home.
Let's go.
Batman's not doing that.
No, Kurt, Batman is an orphan, and he overcame that to be the greatest superhero of all time. Get your facts straight, Kurt, and get back to me, okay? He started an orphanage under Bruce Wayne Enterprises, saving the youth of Gotham City. Stop. What did Clark Kent do? Wrote a little puff piece for the Daily Planet? Stop. Miss me. Actually, you know, he's lucky that Bruce Wayne doesn't tank that organization. He's probably losing money at this rate. Print. Yeah, what is Clark Kent even doing these days? Does he have a blog? Print's dead. What is he doing? Does he have a podcast?
I mean, San Francisco Standard thinks they're doing real journalism.
Do we have Clark Kent on the payroll? Is he our Odyssey superhero insider?
Actually, we've got a guest tomorrow that we booked, 8 o'clock, Clark Kent.
Insider
Call. Talk a little Giants Dimebacks.
Is Insider Calls brought to you by Hyundai? Is that what he's brought to you by?
On the River Islands guest line.
Thank you. Oh, I don't want to miss that. I don't want to miss that. Clark Kent, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Jay in San Francisco, better superhero, Superman or Batman?
Yeah. What's up, y'all? It's Dylan Joe. I want to give a shout out to, first of all, shout out to my guy Shasky. We are Crusader Brothers.
Let's go.
Class of 21.
Let's go.
But, yeah, I'm going with Superman.
Thank
because
you.
Batman, I mean, how many times are you going to let Joker, you know what I'm saying, get out and cause more hell? How many times?
Seriously.
Like, I'm sick of it. So, but I don't care if you're talking Batman, Superman, Black Panther, Iron Man, doesn't matter. None of them get on base with the Giants right now. Shasky, what's going on, man?
Oh, dude, this team. Please tell me. Hey, dude, Superman Batman, Wonder Woman. I mean, they miss all. Their team right now, you know what they are?
Who are they?
They're when Superman took away all his powers and became mere mortal.
Oh, damn.
Yes. When he went into the hyperbolic chamber thingy and he basically wanted to marry Lois Lane, that's what the Giants are right now. They have no superpowers.
They're Clark Kent, and they're trying to be bad.
They're basically Hawkeye without his bow.
Oh, God.
Talk
about worse superheroes. Hey, let's make someone with super accuracy. That's great. That's really cool. That's awesome. Wow.
Hey, Legolas made it look cool.
Bow and arrow. Woohoo! Yeah, stop.
I mean, but Superman has cooler music, too.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. Like, and I think collectively, the superhero actors, I know Christopher Reeves was really good with Superman.
No, he was amazing.
Like Brandon Routh or whatever was awful.
Come on, bro. You don't feel some kind of way when you hear this?
Is this an intro to a WWE superstar?
No, that's Ric Flair, right?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Ric Flair ripped it off this.
Yeah, Ric Flair is a better superhero than Superman.
Superman's been around since World War II, dude. This thing is like, it's there for a reason.
888.
He's an American hero.
Okay, this is this or that
as
today,
people. As we celebrate 4th of July, red, white, and blue.
As I celebrate the phone number, 888-957-9570. Better superhero, Batman or Superman? Don in Concord.
What's up, Don?
It's 2-0 so far for Superman.
I know.
Don, who are you taking, Batman or Superman?
Oh, Batman and Robin all day. I grew up in Oakland watching Batman, you know? And you know what? Shout out to Jaron Kiawi Sagapoluteli. Did I say it right, Joe? That's the quarterback at Cal this year, starting quarterback.
Oh,
Sagapoluteli from Campbell High in Hawaii, number 3 freshman, 6'3", 225. He's the Superman, but I'm going with Batman and Robin. I'm a Batman and Robin superhero freak.
Wait, just making sure. Batman doesn't stand alone in your book. He needs help, huh, Robin? He's like LeBron. He needs more help.
Your boy has a dog that helps him. He's a dog. He's everything you hate about society with their pets, bringing them to all the ballparks.
I have
and
two
stuff.
Dogs. What are you talking about?
You're not taking them to the ballpark. You get mad when people bring their therapy.
No, you shouldn't bring it to the dog, the ballpark. I mean, that's obvious.
I mean,
we got a stupid rabbit in the stands, and it's just weird.
Please, the guy's leaning on his dog to help people. Stop. At least the Alfred the butler is actually doing something these days. He's making good coffee. All right, that's all Bruce Wayne needs. Some coffee.
God, the Superman music's so good.
Bring up the Dark Knight music now.
The Dark Knight, Hans Zimmer's Dark Knight soundtrack hit pretty friggin' hard.
It's not even close. Burnsy, Fremont, who you taking, Burnsy, Batman or Superman?
Batman. Hey, of course it's Batman. Hey, look, when I was a kid, I could actually be Batman. I could become Batman. There's no way I could be Superman. I can't just come from a different planet, but I could actually become Batman. Batman is it, man, without a doubt. Come on.
Let's go. Burnsy taking Batman, this or that. Taking Batman or Superman, people. 888-957-9570. Spadoni's taking Batman. Butch, he's taking Superman. What say you? What's the poll looking like on YouTube? Because you can participate there with this or that every day.
It's a pretty tight one right now. It is dead even. 50-50 good. On YouTube right now. At Amuhamed7, DC has been lame because they only have one superhero in Superman.
No, actually, I'd argue the opposite of that. Like, they've been leaning on Batman heavily the last couple decades, have they not?
Basically since, like, 2008.
Yeah, since Batman Begins. Yeah. Like, that's,
he's basically been kind of carrying on.
I thought Man of Steel was way better than everyone else did, and I thought Ben Affleck's version of Batman in Justice League was actually really good.
It was decent. It was more of like a Frank Miller adaptation where it was like the bigger, like, buffer Bruce Wayne, which is okay. But,
well, he's supposed to be more grizzled and, like, into his 40s, and, like, again, it's... This isn't bad at all either.
Right. No.
As we listen to this banger of a soundtrack, Jeffrey Long Z 6469 is going with Batman because Superman is corny.
Okay.
Yes. San Jose Jazz Fan the 7th says Batman because I care about Spadoni. Not sure. That sounds like something he would say though. Fly Golf Bay Area is Batman is nothing without the money and his belt. I assume that meant to say belt, but need a good belt in your life.
I mean. If we're talking weaknesses, what is Superman's weakness? He doesn't really have one.
Oh, kryptonite.
Yeah. No, that... I mean, oh, sorry, that's Superman. Batman's weakness. He doesn't have one. I mean...
Other than the fact that he's mortal.
I mean, he's never going to die, though.
Chicks.
He's never... No, he's a big baller.
Yeah, Catwoman kind of got under his cape and cowl.
And so did
times.
Wonder Woman, too. Like, I
that's understandable.
Hey, look, Gal Gadot, I mean, you know.
Hey, so wait, you're telling me his weakness is...
She's
you know,
gorgeous.
With is women, that's the problem he's got. He has so much riz that works against him. Stop. See, his weaknesses are actually strengths. What is Clark Kent? What's he pulled in the last 2 decades? What's Clark Kent pulling these days? Crickets?
Clark Kent?
Well, yeah, he's been with Lois Lane.
He's got nothing with Lois. Bruce Wayne's with Lois.
And Lana, who lived in Smallville. Don't forget about that.
So two.
Stop.
Yeah. And he's not having the female incidents or problems that Batman's having.
No. Yeah, dude.
Well, yeah, but
Batman
if you
might get caught for some Diddy stuff.
Oh, let's... Whoa!
At the Wayne Manor.
Whoa! Yeah, I think this segment's over now.
Alrighty, well, this was this or that.
He's loyal.
Well, the round of the table is Bruce Wayne's got so much money, he would have been fine with this situation. But we're not getting into that. 888-957-9570. Coming to a screeching halt with that Diddy comp. Jesus, Joe. What's wrong with you?
Speaking of Superman, do we think that Kuminga's getting traded today? They tendered him a $9 million restricted free agent thing.
I'm just trying to get the Superman is Jonathan Kuminga? Is that that's who he is?
No.
Well, they both fly up.
Wasn't that Dwight Howard's nickname was Superman?
Well, he came out in the dunk contest and then pulled off the shirt like he was. Him, Cam Newton, you know, it was a thing.
Shaq.
Yeah.
Well, he was Shaq Diesel.
Shaq, exactly. I don't know what's going on with Kuminga. I'm leaning that they bring him back still, which is crazy. I think he's going to be a Warrior next year. I do.
Well, it's,
I do believe that.
Nobody seems to have any cap space for him. I don't know what they're doing. I think they're doing the right thing in letting him kind of like set his own market because I don't think it's as robust as he thought it was.
Do you like this, by the way? Like, I used to be excited about all the wheeling and dealing during free agency, during the trade deadline. I know it's all a crazy trade deadline. But, like, this second apron thing, the hard caps, like, it's kind of ruining the fun of everything. And I guess that might have been the point
wait
of it.
Wait a minute.
It's kind of ruining the fun.
All you people that got mad at the Warriors, not you, but just in general, people that got mad at the Warriors for flexing their financial muscle, now it's like, oh, we want parity. All these teams have no chance. Well, now you get Pacers, Oklahoma City Thunder in the finals. Thunder win it all. And now everyone's like, nah, we didn't like that. We don't really want that.
I don't. Like, then, yeah, I know you're not talking to me, but, like, I want to make, you know, the Lakers, Warriors,
like
Celtics.
Big brands.
Like, yeah, the Celtics get rid of all these players after they
it's
just
ridiculous.
Won a title. Like,
but I would say this. I think they would have done it regardless because of the Tatum injury.
Yeah, that's a brutal one. I wonder if Jaylen Brown's going to be the number one on that team. Like, I don't think they're going to move him because I just don't think someone's in the market of getting a $300 million player right now as we're talking about the hard cap situation. And what will the Warriors do with Jonathan Kuminga is going to be the biggest question mark. I think it's going to be a huge domino effect about the rest of this free agency period, quite frankly. As free agency officially begins 3 o'clock West Coast time, we might see some of this stuff being lingered out here shortly. Obviously, the big one right now, LeBron picking up his option, but him basically putting the Lakers on notice through his agent, Rich Paul, saying, yeah, I kind of want to compete for a title. I got 1 year left, basically. I don't think the Lakers are going to do that.
It's just so predictable from LeBron. It's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, but I kind of believe it this time.
I don't have enough help. You only have, I don't know, Luka.
Yeah, and his boy Austin Reeves.
And he basically, I don't know, built that entire team. Do we not think that he's the one behind every move that team has made over the last 4 years?
I don't think he was in on the Luka deal. That one was very, out of left field.
He didn't know that was coming.
Well, he might have known, 20 minutes before everyone else. Rob Pelinka texted him, hey, this is what's going on. I don't think he was involved in that one. I don't. Because if he was, Rich Paul would have been I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think he was done with Anthony Davis, and I think that the second he pulled the knife out of Anthony Davis's back, he was boom, and pushed him right to Dallas.
See, I think he actually wants to leave because he was blindsided by that Luka deal. And he's like, oh, okay. All right. You guys are going to be making deals without me now? All right, I'm done. Kick rocks. See you later.
They just drafted his kid. They literally hired his friend to be the coach.
Let's be honest. LeBron's going to say anyone would have drafted my kid if I told him to, which is the case, and that is true, because he's got that kind of power.
Okay.
If he was a Warrior last year, they would have drafted Bronny, too. They would have. Hell, there was reports that the Warriors were interested in drafting Bronny James, and that
This is the LeBron conundrum. It's never enough. For him, it's never enough. And he's never culpable in any of the things that go wrong, ever. I have zero empathy for him.
I think
him.
We've officially pivoted from this or that. What was the final toll? What do we got here?
Batman is ahead 53% to Superman's 47%.
Yeah, Batman wins. That's what he does in life. He just comes out on top. By the way, some of the moves that took place yesterday around the association.
Yeah,
do you want to hear them?
Give it to me.
All right. So Portland Trail Blazers center DeAndre Ayton finalizing a buyout with the team, becoming a free agent.
So what does that mean? He can sign anywhere for league minimum?
Yes. And right now, according to some... gambling side. Ooh, give me the NBA on NBC. We're going to be hearing that a lot more next year, by the way. I'm pretty excited. Round Ball Rock, that's what it's called. The favorites to land DeAndre Ayton, according to Vegas, Golden State Warriors.
Really?
Yeah. How would you like DeAndre Ayton?
Is he a real seven-footer?
I think he's legitimately
I know. Well, here comes the joke. I don't even know. Would Steve Kerr even play him? You got to play Looney.
7 feet. That's what he's listed at.
Oh, he's exactly 7 feet.
Yep.
I don't know.
I wouldn't hate it if it's on the cheap. But again, what's he commanding? I'm not sure. Jabari Smith Jr. of the Houston Rockets, their forward, intends to sign a 5-year, $122 million rookie contract.
That is bizarre. He barely played in that series.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that's smart.
Commiserate to his talent.
I came away from that series saying, if I'm a Rockets fan, give me more Jabari Smith, less Jalen Green. And they extended Jabari Smith and got rid of Jalen Green.
Yeah,
and who's perfect? Who's the perfect player to learn from?
But Ime doesn't like him.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Clearly he does. He paid players that much. You don't like him?
I don't know. I see a lot of teams that keep players that they don't like.
Don't you think Kevin Durant's the perfect player to learn from, frame-wise, like the intangibles, all of that? Like, it feels like he is a carbon copy
him. He needs to play, right?
I think he's going
to. He's a very young player. I get what you're saying, but what I'm saying is that, to me, they were screaming more Jabari Smith. That's what we need. And Ime did not go in that direction. So I was surprised.
All right, so we got those two there. Sixers guard.
I would love DeAndre Ayton, by the way, before we close the book on that.
Sure.
I would be so open to that. It would be a complete sea change for this team in terms of actually playing a bid.
Right. Philadelphia 76ers guard Eric Gordon declining his $3.4 million player option to explore free agency. Eric Gordon do anything for you?
I mean, he's on the ring chaser list if he wants to come in for dirt cheap. Can never use enough shooting.
God, he's 36, dude.
Okay. But, think about it this way. Off the bench as a 9th, 10th man, you wouldn't take him? Just to shoot? Spot up shooting? This team needs it.
What do you shoot from 3-point land? Oh, 40% from beyond the arc last year. Okay. All right.
I'm not asking him to play 25 minutes a night.
Bobby Portis signing a 3-year, $44 million contract return to the Bucks. Feels like that's a name that Warriors fans have wanted for a long time.
Yeah,
Bobby
I know.
Portis. Did you? You did?
No, I mean, I would take Bobby Portis, but I didn't think he was coming.
James Harden is declining his $36.3 player option and intends to sign a 2-year, $81.5 million contract. Yeah, there you go.
How much money has Harden made? I got to look this up.
A lot. He's made like half a bill, I think, at least, right? Right? It's got to be something like that. This was an interesting one. Jazz trading Colin Sexton in a 2030 second round pick to the Charlotte Hornets for Yusuf Nurkic? Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know what the Jazz are doing. I think Danny Ainge is the most overrated of all the GMs.
Ace Bailey, baby. Let's go. All in.
By the way, Harden's made $400 million.
Okay, $400. I thought it was $500. Yeah.
$380 is what his career earned.
Oh, how about this guy? Old Warriors legend, if you will. The Philadelphia 76ers declining guard Lonnie Walker, the fourth team option, making him a free agent.
Why are you doing that? Why would you do that?
Averaged 12.3 points last year, 23 minutes at 35% from beyond the arc in 20 games. Lonnie Walker? Did you do anything for you? Want to bring him over?
Why do you have to do that?
Do what?
Warrior legend. Come on, dude.
Well, oh, sorry, in like the negative tense. You're right. No. The Lonnie Walker game is going to live in infamy here in Golden State. But that's a guy, you know, young-ish. Duncan Robinson declining. The Miami Heat declining it, or is he declining it? This is worded very poorly. Anyways, he's a free agent. Duncan Robinson, doing anything for you?
I wouldn't, again, as a shooter, as my 8th, 9th, 10th man, yeah, okay. I wouldn't be mad at that.
Fair.
He reminds me similar to Buddy, where it's just like, you know, I think he fits the system.
Dorian Finney-Smith declining his option for the Lakers. He's going to be a free agent. Dorian Finney-Smith, so he's out there. By the way, this was the talk of the town yesterday, and maybe we can get into this, because you and Carter were having a field day with it off air. The United States District Attorney's Office is investigating Detroit Pistons guard Malik Beasley.
This is insane.
On allegations of gambling related to NBA games and prop bets, sources told ESPN's Sham Sharania. Beasley, 28 years old, and the Pistons were in talks to sign a new 3-year, $42 million contract. And now those are on pause, sources said. The 9-year veteran guard averaged 16.3 points while appearing in all 82 games last season, his first with the Pistons. So he's like, hey, we're going to sign a three-year, $42 million contract. Not so fast. Kenny Rogers, the gambler.
He's made $60 million in his NBA career. How down bad are you if you're gambling on stuff? Like, $60 million's not enough?
What are you doing?
Addiction. This has nothing to do with anything other than he's clearly addicted or he was in too deep. Like, if you don't think gambling is an addiction like anything else, then I this is a great example of it.
So we're getting caught up right now. The morning roast, Bedoni and Shasta.
It has to be, right? What other explanation is there?
We're getting caught up on all the stuff that happened over the weekend, and this might have been the biggest with Malik Beasley.
Here's the thing on this, too, that
gambling.
Like, we've discussed this kind of like around the surface, but if you are someone who gambles, I'm not. I thank God I've got enough vices in my life. This is not one of them, and I'm very lucky.
I hate losing more than I win, so I'm with you on that. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. If you are gambling on games and you see this story come out, what's your instant thought? Is it, oh, I'm glad they found someone who's doing this because it tells me they're policing it, or how many other guys are doing this?
I mean, it's a combination of both. I just think of how stupid do you have to be to get caught. That's literally what I think when I think of these things, because I know what's happening.
I don't think of that. I think of how down bad do you have to be addiction-wise to be, if you're making money in the NBA and you're somehow involved, because it's not like millions and millions of dollars he's not putting in on these games. He's addicted. Like, there's some more details I need to know.
Well, that's what I'm getting at here. It's a combination of both. One, I think you're an idiot getting caught doing this. What the hell? Like, why? Why even, like, and I get it. Maybe you're down bad financially and you need to do it. But if that's the case, like, again, what the hell are you doing to get into that space?
Phil Mickelson.
Yeah?
I think of Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson made hundreds upon hundreds of millions of dollars a year. He was literally the second highest paid athlete for a decade straight while Tiger was the number one in all the world, okay? Outside of these soccer players, he was making more money than all these guys off the field because of all of his Callaway endorsements and his KPMG endorsements. And Phil was betting on anything and everything and was down so bad, he had to run to the Saudis and basically create the Live Like League. That's what he did. I mean, it is what it is. Like, that doesn't seem healthy to me.
He also wasn't paying his taxes, allegedly, either, in California. That's another thing in all of that with Phil Mickelson.
There's a lot. There was a lot. I mean, and this goes back to the Ohtani thing. Like, I'm sorry, I don't believe Ohtani either. I'm not saying that Ohtani was the one placing the bets, but that he didn't know anything, I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. At all. And I don't buy that they wrapped it up in 24 hours. That I don't buy at all. No investigation? Give me a break. Like, yeah. The whole Ohtani thing seems ridiculous. They took, how many, think about this. I want you to think about this. How long have they been investigating P. Diddy? How long do you guys think?
Well, this is a much more serious accusation, I think.
The trial went for 6 weeks.
Okay, but how long do you think the investigation went? Years, probably, right?
Okay, well,
years.
They had stuff
and
like,
they just...
Real quick, this is not the like, let's not compare Shohei Ohtani what he did with Puff
Daddy.
Well,
I'm not comparing, I'm talking about the way the federal government investigates individuals.
Yeah, one was much different. One was gambling related, fraud related. One was literally
Phil Mickelson was investigated?
I'm not sure.
Bobby Brown? Like, go right down the list of people who have evaded taxes or done anything when it comes to money, all right? The federal government investigates you for weeks, months, years. And they did this in a day? On Ohtani? I just don't buy it.
Well, we had his interpreter admitting to it. So there's part of that. If people were admitting to it in all these other situations, then it would be a closed case. What's his face? Yeah, I don't know the interpreter's name.
When the federal government wants to come after you, they take everything. They take cell phones. They take laptops. They freeze your accounts. They freeze everything. That's what they do to you when they really want to go after you.
Again.
I don't buy it on the surface
level. That's fine. You don't have to buy it. I don't really, again, I don't care. I don't care about it. I don't care about that.
Well,
whole
I do.
Why do you care about
showing? Because he's a Dodger, and he clearly, there was more to this.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good for the game of baseball.
I watch them
investigate. It's good for the game of baseball.
Wait,
do you like the game of baseball?
Time out.
Do you like the game of baseball?
Yeah, I do. And I watched them investigate Barry Bonds for some cream in the clear. The federal government wasting our time these are my taxpaying dollars for years as to whether they were using steroids, for Christ's sake. So yeah, I do matter because I watched the federal government go after Rafael Palmeiro, Mark McGuire, Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa for years. I watched Bernie Sanders as an elected official waste our time as to whether they cheated a game or not.
The top
so, yeah, I wanted them to look at Ohtani a little longer.
You done?
No, I'm not done.
Keep going, then. You feel better about yourself?
No, because the government is just, I don't buy it that they literally went, yep, he didn't do anything wrong. I just don't buy it.
Okay, you don't have to. United States told us. So it is what it is. You got to live with it the rest of your life. Sorry. It just is what it is. Ohtani got off, if that's what you think, and he's the best player in baseball. And he's a Dodger. It sucks. It sucks. But the Giants are the best player in baseball, too. Barry Bonds. It's okay.
Yeah, and he went through a ringer for years on end. Like, that's the whole investigation, the trial, years on end. That's how the government works.
Sure. I know. Like, again, I'm not here to just, I think comparing the situations and the cases, I just don't buy it. Personally,
what do you
as
mean?
We're talking about
I'm telling you how the government operates in any situation, whether it is a white collar crime or whether it is something that you deem to be significantly more egregious. That's how the government works.
Not everything is going to be the same, though. I'm not going to be comparing certain cases the same way I'm comparing fraud and money laundering that I am with sexual harassment or assault. That's not how that works.
Okay.
There's different departments within everything. And within the FBI, there's different departments. What are we talking about here?
We're talking about
confused.
How they work.
We're talking about Malik Beasley and sports gambling. That's what we're talking about, I thought. Okay.
You're not going to agree with me on this.
I'm not. We're not going to agree.
Literally had family members go through this white-collar crime similar to what Ohtani's going through, and I just know how the government works. They freeze everything, and they investigate you. They seize everything. If they wanted to look into Ohtani, it would have taken longer than 24 hours. It's inarguable.
We got Fast Five coming up in 5 minutes. We are off the tracks here. Let's try to get back on it. Giants getting the dub tonight. Logan Webb, must win.
I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, Logan Webb's last start wasn't as good as they needed
solid.
They needed it. I don't know what they're going to do. They need the bats to wake up. But it would be nice to have like a 4-0 lead before he even goes out there to pitch, but I highly doubt that.
Can we get a shutdown inning after that? Like, that's
no.
The part. No, you can't.
No.
He'll get nothing and like it.
No.
Who do we got on the mound tonight? Fott, I think his name is, how it's pronounced, against Logan Webb. All right, we'll see. Yeah. This is a massive series. This whole week, by the way, and I we started the show talking about it. Like, making or break this season, when you lose against the Marlins, you lose against the White Sox, but now you're in division. You're not playing the Rockies for a while. Like, that's fine and what and dandy if you beat up on the Colorado Rockies. You need to start winning within your division. When you get clapped by the AL Central like you did, Joe, it's not good.
I don't understand it. I don't understand how you lose to the Tigers. I mean, the Tigers are a really good team. And the Guardians have always been a well-run organization. White Sox and the Royals are solid, but White Sox and Minnesota, really?
I know.
It's so bad.
I know.
It makes... There's no rhyme or reason why they've been so bad to the AL Central. I don't get it. I don't know. Is it a scouting thing? Is it something that the Giants are not doing well? Do they know each other from spring training? Like, none of this makes any sense to me.
You know, we were... Who did they play last year? Was it the NFC North that that the 49ers played last year? They go 0 for them, right? The Niners played... They were 0 for in the NFC North. That's one thing. That's... All those teams made the playoffs. That's what I'm saying here. Those teams are stacked. Like, all right, well, those are like the best. Yeah.
Except the Bears.
Oh, except the Bears. But even then, like, oh, yeah, you're right. They didn't go. But they're the Rockies in this scenario. How about that?
Yes.
They're the Rockies in this scenario.
Absolutely.
But even then, I guess, as we go Chicago, I guess they'd be more the White Sox in this case. And even the White Sox beat you. So just think of how bad it is going against them. And then if, like, the Niners lost to the Bears of all teams. So it wasn't that bad. But... You got to take care of business against teams like this. Like, you're going up against the A's, man, in a AAA ballpark. You got to take care of business this upcoming week. You just have to. Hell, they kind of got their act together sweeping the A's, like, back at Oracle a few weeks ago. Remember, that was a month ago.
They're facing a team in Arizona that's in a similar spot in a sense that they feel like they're fighting for their season.
Yeah.
And after getting swept by the Marlins, the Giants and the Arizona Diamondbacks are licking their wounds, and they're both looking at the other going, all right, this is the one we got to have. One of these teams could make the other a seller at the deadline, which is crazy.
You know what's crazy is I'm flipping through my show notes here, and there's all these stats, and I'm going through all the deadline deals and everything, the Lakers, Malik Beasley, and then it just says, holy bleep, Ryan Walker box. I'm not going to show it on the cameras, but that's all it says right there. Wow. Are you that upset about this, or is this Sam Lubman being, look at this,
well,
look at that.
When you watch Ryan Walker come into the game, he gives up immediate runners on base, immediate hits, and then it's second and third, and he balks. Like, right then and there, I would have walked to the mound and took him out. He was complete.
Walker, oh my goodness. A balk for another run.
And then the next guy gets a base hit and knocks that guy in. It was so predictable, and there are times in sports where you could tell, like, oh, this guy needs to come out of the game right now, and that was how I viewed that situation.
God. The Giants can really use a Batman right now. They could use Bruce Wayne. You think, who they actually want more right now, Batman's bat, or do they want Bruce Wayne's money? Who do the Giants need more of right now?
What is going on here?
I think they need the utility belt. That's what they need.
I think they need Fast Five as well.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Can Alfred coach third base?
He might be able to.
Can Commissioner Gordon run my dugout?
Oh, remember the bullpen cart? Use the Batmobile? Just... What is the boy wonder doing? What's Robin up to these days? Hitting coach? Third base coach for Robin?
Robin would, in this analogy, would probably be like the bat boy.
No, he'd be like Matt Williams. Come on home, guys. No. His tights?
No.
Oh, man. What's your final thought today, Joey?
Look, my final thought is this.
What is it?
You got to win tonight. If you don't win the Logan Webb start, like, I think you're in big trouble. This is the one you got to have. You need a get-right game, and I'm looking at one guy in particular, Raffy Devers. I hate to put all the pressure on you, but, boy, they need a big fly from this guy. They need, like, a 3-for-4 night. They need him to be a little more discerning at the plate and drive the ball. He's got to drive the ball, and it starts with balance in the batter's box. I hate to put all the pressure on one guy on offense and one guy at the pitching staff, but it is on Logan Webb and on Raffy Devers tonight. I need my high-priced best two players on my team to play like it tonight. This is a must-win type of a game.
Must win.
I can't believe I'm saying that in July.
Well, I think I called it a must-win series against the White Sox on Friday, and they're like, "Ah, well, let's see what happens."
You were right. Well, you were right. You were right.
You might look back if you missed this season. You're going to look back saying, "Wow, we really lost the series. Got swept against the Marlins and then lost the series to the White Sox." That might be the tale of the season, which sucks. But you know what? Them's the breaks. You got to take care of business in June sometimes. Carter, what's your final thought?
Yeah, I'm going to add on to your little NBA update with something you missed, which is happy trails to Bojan Bogdanovic, 10-year NBA vet. I actually really always liked his game.
Wait, Bojan?
Yeah, he was the older one.
Bojan,
sure. Yeah,
go ahead.
It's spelled Bojan, but sure. I'm glad you're such a savant in pronunciation. Yeah, I just want to say happy trails to him. He was a baller, in my opinion.
Marjanovic? Bobby? Are you thinking Boban or Bojan?
Bojan Bogdanovic.
Oh, Bogdanovic, not Boban Marjanovic.
Oh, I said Bogdanovic.
Okay, got it. There's a lot of Vitches here. There you go.
Serbia. This might be my favorite Vitch.
Dude, I think we just found something there.
Yeah, he's a great Vitch.
First off, if you're going to go Vitch, it's Pistol Pete Maravich is the greatest of them.
It's Too Short's favorite
word.
Well,
he's been gone for a while.
Vitch. There you go. Bobby, is Bobby playing anywhere? Oh, he's playing in China.
I think he averaged 30 or 35 points, no three-point line in college at LSU. Pistol Pete was one of my dad's
favorite.
Oh, no,
I was watching some Pistol Pete stuff over the weekend. He could have averaged, if they had a three-point line in college, like 50-plus points per season.
He is one of the, like, the way you view whatever and-one and street ball and all that, he was doing it before anyone was doing it.
Magic credits a lot of his cool assists to, like, learning from Pistol Pete.
And in his Jazz jersey that said Pistol on the back is, like, iconic.
Iconic.
God,
Sam's not back there, but we'll speak for Sammy. I'm sure his final thought was must win for the Giants tonight as well. The Orange and Black Weekend Wrap, dude, it's balling. Listen to him, Dan Devone.
How was it? It was good?
It's great. Dan's just a great presence. We talk about Dan Devone all the time. Maybe we got to book Dan. Who knows? You love some Dan Devone.
I do.
We got Wimbledon actually going on right now. We got the number two seeded Carlos Alcaraz taking on the Italian Fabio Fognini on Fognini.
He's an Italian.
He's falling apart in the fifth set, 3-0 to Carlos Alcaraz. But you know what? That's to be expected. Fabio's one of those guys. Get him on a grass court. He has some upsets here or there. Just pushing Alcaraz early. Not his greatest surface, I would argue. Grass, he's really good, but he's nowhere near that he is on clay.
They won't even let you live bet on him.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
That is actually kind of nuts. Hey, not even Malik Beasley?
Hey, I was going to say. Shohei Beasley over there. Calm down.
Could you imagine a tennis player or a golfer pulls... I know you're not supposed to have the phone. I'm sure you can't have the phone at all. Pull it out and just like, hey, man, let me just really quick... Oh, what is this? FanDuel?
No, that's what your Fall Guy's for.
Oh, Chris Carter?
I mean, why do you think Ohtani's boy is in jail?
Oh, because he went to the seminar, you're saying. He went to the Chris Carter seminar.
He did.
The seminar. My final thought is... 4th of July, miss me. Batman, the GOAT. It's not even close. It's not even close. In DC, I'll say, Marvel, Spider-Man's running away with it. He's dominating the field when it comes to superhero. It's not even close.
I think Spider-Verse was such an underrated movie. I really like that.
Oh, the summer blockbusters. Right
whatever there. It was, the multi-Spider-Verse.
Well, there's Across the Spider-Verse and Into the Spider-Verse. And then they have
the cartoon one.
Yeah, I know. That's what they're both about.
Well, the one where there was all the different Spider-Mans.
Yeah, I think that's Across the Spider-Verse. Because Into the Spider-Verse is the first one.
One's live action and one's...
No. Both of them are cartoons.
Because there was a Spider-Man recently that had all the old...
That was Spider-Man No Way Home.
No Way Home. Okay.
That was with...
That was good, too.
Tom Holland.
Yes.
Tobey
I'm
going to
get real dorky here.
And Andrew Garfield. All the different iterations since 2000 of all the different live-action Spider-Mans. I'm Team Tobey for life. And I'll leave it at that. That was Fast 5 brought to you by Xfinity at home or on the go. You'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. Is it Giddings and Grandy again? Is it?
No? Giddings and Goo.
Giddings and Goo. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for Goo.
Batman.